Good morning. Before I start, I'd like to thank Pastor Alicia for this opportunity and the church. And I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Nicole Weyer. If most of you guys haven't met me, I've been going to this church for almost 12 years now. I was basically raised and lived in this church almost. And they helped my family out a lot. And they showed me at a young age what the works of God are, and how as Christians we could help each other through the struggle. Growing up as a child, I was one of 11 kids my mom and dad had. My dad was a loving man and a hardworking dad, and my mom was a loving mom and a hardworking mom. My dad would work 50 or 60 hours a week. In a week to make sure our family will have what we had. Even though we struggled, he made the struggle less. And with the help of God, the struggle became even more less. Every Sunday morning, my dad would wake us up and tell us to get ready for church. Even though we hated it, and as a young kid, we just wanted to play and have fun, he woke us up and did everything in his power to make sure we got the taste of God early on and knew God from a young age. And then, ever since that, until I turned 13, I really had a feeling for what God was. And then when I turned 13, something just drastic happened that made me question my faith and made me question my dad. At that age, I found out that my dad was having an affair. No kid wants to know that, even though we see it on TV and society makes it normal. No kid nor mom wants to go through that. And then 3 months later, I found out that the lady he had an affair with was pregnant. My dad having another child with someone that wasn't my mom got me outraged. I started to question God, and I also asked him, how can this happen? A loving and caring man who goes to church and does everything in the name of God can be corrupted by sin. At 13 years old, you really don't have a saying on what your parents do in their life. I really couldn't question what my dad was doing because I'm only 13 and he's my dad. He had power over me no matter what. But as time went on, I started to get the tensions built up in me. I started acting more aggressively towards my family and towards my fellow siblings, not because I'm that type of person, but because I was still questioning God on how can he let this be. Trying to find answers, I didn't know where to go. The world we live in makes it so hard as a young Christian growing up that you should just go and talk about your faith. After a while of that going through, I got used to it, but I knew in my heart that I wasn't really used to it. I wanted to see something change, and I had to get answers. As I started high school, I was getting older and started to realize what I wanted to do, and I realized that God was shaping me into the person he wanted me to be. So one day, as a freshman in high school, I had enough courage to ask my dad, why would you let that happen? How can you let sin get to you? My dad's response was, we all make mistakes and we're all sinners. Nobody's perfect. But what he thought was a simple thing that everyone casually does turned into something much deeper and something that he couldn't find a way to break out of it. Yet when my dad told me that, I personally couldn't feel his apology no matter what he said afterwards. Kind of made me cold to my dad, but I still had to remember who my dad was. Maybe I started thinking, was I just so lost that I couldn't accept or I didn't believe more enough to trust God and His plan. A year into high school, and spending more time on with my dad, who was at that point my greatest teacher, I realized three things I wanted to do with my life. Number one was that I wasn't going to be like my dad. I'm sad to say, I admired his hard work, but I just didn't want to be corrupted by sin like he was. It's not good. No woman should feel that in their life, and no kids should have to see what I felt, or have to see or feel what I felt. Number two, I was going to stop questioning God and realize that no man is perfect. As hard as it felt realizing that, it felt comforting knowing that I can forgive my dad on that. After that, I started trusting God and pray more because I knew he was the one that was there with me through the struggle. God kept me company. He was there with my mom when she found out. She was there with my mom when she found out that my dad was having another kid. He was also there with me and my siblings as we tried to grasp the news. And he was also there with my dad. Just talking to him, either alone or every night by the bedside, made things feel more comforting. No matter where I went, God was there. I couldn't outrun God. I realized I had to embrace everything He had to offer. At 15, I started growing my faith and building on it more. I got involved with a nonprofit community-based organization on the north side named Yeshua Restoration Ministry, which is run by Louis Vinciguerra and his wife, Annie. One of the reasons I joined was because of soccer. Lou wasn't just only a community leader, but a soccer coach. A lot of my fellow immigrant friends played soccer for Lou, and we all played together on the high school soccer team. And everyone on the north side that played soccer or was an immigrant knew who Lou was and knew what he did in the community. Lou had a way of doing his thing for us to be eligible to play soccer or attend practice for the upcoming weeks. We had to make sure that we was 1 hour of community service ahead of the amount that we're supposed to have. Every season, the total of community service hours would range from 15 to 20 hours. At first, I didn't get the point of what the community service was, but then as time went on, Lou taught us that we should give back and that everyone could sacrifice an hour each week. We have so many and so many goes to use, so why not just put one good hour for the grace of God? Lou was a religious man, him and his wife also. Although we played soccer and were from different countries, Lou always welcomed us into his house to have a discussion about God, and we'll also pray for each other's families. Lou made sure, as young men growing up on his team, that we all had a passion to serve. Whether was it to serve God or to serve the community, we'll both be giving back for a bigger reason. With me being a churchgoer at such a young age, I seek Lou for help. And through him, he mentored me into the person I am. He taught me to give back and be thankful. And there is no better joy than to helping others who can't help themselves or those in need. Since I've been with Yeshua Restoration Ministry and Lou Vinciguerra, I clocked in 80 plus hours of community service and 55 hours of paid community service. Now, as I was moving from my sophomore year to my junior year, I started getting more curious on how to serve God after being inspired by Lou. At our high school, they had a Muslim club where Muslim students went and prayed every Friday as Jummah prayer. It kept tight together in the community in high school. Now at this time, as a junior, I had a teacher named Mr. Procopio, who was a proud Christian and publicly announced his faith to his students no matter what they will say. I felt relieved knowing that there's a proud Christian teacher in my high school. I also had a friend named Jesus who had Mr. Procopio a year prior before I did. And they kind of had a connection. With that connection being so good and me being able to sense the presence of God in high school, Jesus and I who have been friends for a very long time decided to ask Mr. Procopio about an idea we had, and that idea was to start a Christian club at Nottingham High School. We started a Christian club, Jesus and I with seven other people, and Mr. Procopio helped run the club for our junior and senior years of high school. I felt honored to be chosen by God out of the 1,200 students that went to Nottingham High School for us to be among the eight people to serve God's will in a school setting was truly a blessing, one that I'm very thankful for. As me seeing that blessing, I wanted to build on my faith more and more and become stronger through God. So I seeked out Mr. Procopio's valuable mentorship. Even when he was busy grading tests or homeworks or setting up his teacher duties, he always had time to answer questions I would have on about God or faith or how to be an example of a true Christian through high school. Even though he did not only do this for me, but he did this for the rest of the club and other curious kids in the school who had questions about God and wanted to expand their knowledge. So throughout high school, I had a lot of great memories, but no memory could beat that of serving God, and no feeling could have been greater, no matter what. After high school, I wonder on how can I help God more. But at the time being, at 18, I had a taste of what the grace of God was like and how the Holy Spirit felt like, and I wanted more. After a while, I became close friends with Mr. James Yu, who I met through Lou Vincent Guerra a year prior. And he was a recent, at that time when I first met him, he was a student at SU, but now he's a graduate. He graduated from SU and is a teacher at Salem High, teaching ESL to fellow immigrant kids. James runs the shop, which stands for Syracuse House of Prayer. It goes on every Thursday night at 1312 Madison Ave, and is run by James Yu and Justin Palmatier. Shop is a place where you can go and meet fellow Christians or just go and have a place to sit and be with God with some good music. For me, it was more than that. I seen it as a support system in my faith journey. Over the course of 7 months, I became close friends with James and the people who lived at that address. James, Charlie, Justin, and Nolan, who were all students in college, but all shared the same love and desire for God, no matter how old they were. After that, me and James started hanging out on a weekly basis, keeping in touch through messages, FaceTimes, or meeting up in person. And then one faithful day on February 23rd, 2018, we both went to Carry the Love at Grant Auditorium on the SU campus. Carry the Love was an event meant to US campuses together and spread the word of God and the love of Jesus Christ. But for me that day, it would mean something much more. For that was the day I was born again. It was after the music at the end of the event when a guy came up and asked, "Is there anyone in this place who wants to get baptized?" Now, me being baptized early on, when I was 8, I just had a feeling that I had to get baptized again. So, at the moment when he said that, I looked at James and smiled and said, "I'm ready." I didn't even know that there was going to be baptizing. They didn't say it in the event plan. But when that moment came, the feeling just hit. I raised my hand proudly and said yes. I was one of the other 4 people that got baptized that day. In front of James, Jesus, and Jessica, Lou's daughter, they witnessed me make a life-changing decision. We walked down out of the auditorium and went to the lobby where there was a silver tank filled with ice cold water. And at 10:25, I went under, and after that, I came up a new person in the name of God. All I could feel after that was so much taken off my chest. All those years of questioning my dad finally just gave me a sign of relief that I could truly forgive my dad. I felt light, but yet so strong through God. I knew that I was covered with the blood of Christ, and I was ready to carry on His will. You see, being born again isn't just something that happens quickly. You got to seek the kingdom of God no matter what you're going through. And at a young age, that's what I did. Just like Nicodemus went up and asked Jesus, "How do you be born again? And how do you enter the kingdom of God? I did the same thing by seeking help through Lou Vinciguerra, Mr. Procopio, and Mr. James Yu, who helped me become the man I am today, and even a stronger man in faith than I was. Even though you are born again and have carried up the cross of Christ, you still face the temptations and sins of this world. I don't know if I'll be able to escape what my dad did, but just know that with the help of God, I could be something much more other than that. You see, church is where the heart is. And at a young age, my dad told me that, and I'm very thankful for it. He always told me that one day I'll stop forcing you to come to church with me. You have to make that decision for yourself on whether or not to wake up at 7 o'clock and get ready and come to the house of God. The church is what Jesus built His legacy on and His work, and where God is truly known. The church helps, and like me or anybody else in this room, the church isn't made of people that are perfect. We're all here together because we seek the kingdom of God. And even though some of us have been baptized, you got to truly make the decision for yourself on whether you want to be born again And through being born again, you'll be able to see the kingdom of heaven. I don't know what God has for me in the future, but I just know I'll still be coming to this church, and I'm thankful for everything you guys have done. And I'm thankful for everybody in my life.